G'day everyone, welcome to episode number 21 of Not The Footy Show. I'm joined by Nick on the phone again. How are you, Nick?
How's it going with that?
Yeah, good mate. It's not Billy Slater on the line, that's Nick. Look, New South Wales and Queensland have both named their sides for Origin number one. Do you give the Blues any chance?
No!
Not The Footy Show. Show!
Alright Nick, well, followers of Not The Footy Show would have seen the podcast and the video with my brother recapping the New South Wales side. Firstly, what do you think of the team?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of talk saying that it's pretty rubbish. But I, for one, am a believer. I think they can do it.
You're delusional, but I understand it, because in the last 24 hours I've come around on the side as well. Look, at the end of the day, it's an alright team, but Queensland have picked a very good side, as per usual.
Like that tie with the talent they got.
Yeah, but look, they've got Cameron Smith and Thurston on the injury clouds. We've got a pretty decent side.
And lucky he must be at least 57 by now.
Yeah, but he's in some of the best form he's been in the last three or 4 years. I reckon he's playing outstanding. Look, I'm going to pick New South Wales probably come Wednesday, but it's not without any confidence at all. I think we might give a good account of ourselves.
I think we definitely will. There's a lot of tough nuts in there, a lot of hard workers out to make a name for himself. May not be the experienced names of Lockyer, Thurston and Smith, but I think these are some of those players that definitely will have that sort of name to them in the future.
Not The Footy Show. Show!
We'll start with New South Wales. Do you want to take us through that side?
Well, I'd love to, but my computer is currently freezing right in front of me.
All right, then I'll go with Gidley as captain and fullback, Brett Morris and Jared Hay on the wings, Cooper and Tahu the centres, Jamie Lyon and Brett Camoli the halves, Wayman, Ennis, Perry the front row, Waterhouse, Cray and Watmo the back row, Jamal Idris makes his debut off the bench with Leroy Lars, Luke Lewis and Brett White. Queensland side, have you seen that?
No, I have not.
Okay, it's Billy Slater, Darius Boyd, Greg Inglis, Willie Tonga, Israel Folau, Darren Lockyer, captain at 5'8", Jonathan Thurston at halfback, Matthew Scott, Cameron Smith and Petro Sivanisiva the front row, Nate Miles, Sam Thaiday and Ashley Harrison at the back row. The bench is Cooper Cronk, David Shillington, Neville Costigan, and Dave Taylor.
Oh, not a bad team at all.
It's pretty good. Steve Price is obviously the big notable absentee, but he hasn't played a game this year. Matt Scott will do a fine job replacing him. I like the look of that Queensland side. They resisted the urge to pick Lodi Takiri, though. That was interesting.
Very interesting call. He's been in some pretty good form lately.
And probably the unlucky player who's been great form this season is Scott Bolton from the Cowboys. He's even missed out on the chance of being a standby player. Ben Teo is on standby, I think, for Neville Costigan.
Yeah, and fair enough.
Matt Fallon is the standby hooker for Cameron Smith, which means that Nathan Friend, who we think would be perfect at Origin, misses out.
Good player. It's pretty tough for the old Nathan Friend. He's been playing well.
Yep. I think the big thing that's come out of the New South Wales camp in the last 24 hours is the amount of times that Craig Bellamy's used the term big bodies.
Yes.
He obviously believes that we need monsters out wide to contend with all the Queensland outside backs.
Clearly, Brett Morris is a big man.
Yeah, if it says his twin brother, Josh, but he didn't make the team, so figure that out. I guess my question is, why do we have to have big bodies? Why can't we have better bodies?
Exactly right, sir.
There's obviously a bunch of snubs for New South Wales. Anyone that stand out for you?
How can you not put in Josh Morris? Josh and Brett next to each other.
Whew. Well, Tahu's on the injury cloud. He aggravated an ankle injury for Parramatta against Manly. He'll probably play, but even if he was ruled out, you'd imagine that Idris would go to start on the right-hand centre and they'd bring in another forward, maybe on the bench.
Well, yeah, but I heard an interview with Mr. Bellamy last night after the game, and he was saying that he's not quite sure if he thinks Idris is up for the full 80 minutes. That's why they got him coming off the bench. So I don't know, I think they might be tempted to put in another centre, but who they would choose, Jennings, Morris?
Or they move Jamie Lyon to centre and start Luke Lewis at 5'8". I'd be up for that.
Well, will they put the pressure on Luke Lewis to play on the number 6?
Oh, mate, he needs to be on the field for 80 minutes. He's one of our most creative players.
I don't know why he's on the bench.
That's the big thing I think we're missing, is a genuine creative player. Our most creative player, arguably, is Jared Hayne, and he's stuck out in the wing.
Not The Footy Show. Show!
Anyway, well, that's enough Origin for the moment. Look, we'll obviously have a bit more of a look at it next week before the game. But your early tip, Nick?
Well, I have to tip New South Wales in the first game. I don't know if it's just purely because I really, 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 really want us to win the first game. But we are at home, and I do think the guys have a heck of a lot to prove. And the pressure is definitely on Queensland. I'm just hoping the Blues can go out there, underdogs, and just go and dust them up. I think it's going to be a good one this year. We've been waiting for a long time. I think they're going to be good enough.
Not the footy show. Show.
So if you love State of Origin football, check out wdnicholson.blogspot.com. There's plenty of information on State of Origin football. We had a look today at the try from hell, which was from 1994 when Mark Coyne scored that heartbreaking try in the corner at the SFS. Do you remember that one, Nick?
Yes, I do.
Well, you can check it out. It's on the website via some kind guy who's risked copyright laws and put it on YouTube. But we just take you through that game. We're going to do a lot of retrospective looks at old Origin memories over the next couple of weeks during each Origin period. So check out wnicholson.blogspot.com for more of that.
Not the footy show. Show!
Jumping into the round 10 moments since we reviewed last week's action. Friday night, St. George accounted for the Bulldogs 19-6.
Yes.
Pretty comprehensive in the end. The Dogs, you know, they were in the game for 20 minutes, but they just couldn't seem to knock the Dragons out.
Solid defensive work from the Dragons, as per usual. We loved it.
There were a couple of moments in that game that I really enjoyed. One was Dean Young celebrating his pass to Trent Merrin. He thought he'd sent him over for a try, and he didn't really watch that Trent Merrin had knocked the ball on with the line wide open. So that was pretty clever. And the other thing that stood out to me is, why don't the Dragons wear more of the Illawarra Steelers jersey? I thought it looked pretty good on Friday night.
It was a pretty hot jersey.
Why can't they wear that jersey 12 games a year?
Blast from the past. I have no idea. Maybe we should make a formal complaint.
Because it is St. George Illawarra, isn't it?
No, I reckon if the bloke from Not the Footy Show got the followers together, we could definitely make something happen.
So our petition would be about six people long?
Oh, it'd be massive.
Seven? Oh, we might push eight, but, you know, all good.
And a dog.
Not the Footy Show. Show!
Brisbane beat Gold Coast 28-6. Ben Teo's night that night, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, it was.
And the question I got for you, Nick, if my eyes deceive me, Israel Folau looked pretty happy out there that evening, didn't he?
Israel Folau, he's having the best season of his life. I've been backing him from game one. The guy just went out there with this massive, incredible attitude. He stepped up and knew he had a lot of young blokes around him, even though he's a young bloke himself. Slightly older, slightly more experienced than a lot of the guys around him. He's just taken it to a new level this year, and I think it'll be such a shame if he walks away, but I just don't know if he will.
Look on his face when he scored those tries on Friday night. I reckon he's sticking around.
Not the footy show. Show!
The Warriors accounted for basically full strength North Queensland side. They had all their stars back, and it still made no difference whatsoever. And the Warriors lost Manu Vardavai, fantasy captain, superstar.
Oh, he calls it the hamstring back too early, and snap!
Yeah, but, you know, the Warriors did them pretty easy in the end. They won 24-12. I think Brett Seymour makes a massive difference to that team.
Good player. Very good player.
And question for you, does Luke O'Donnell have the scariest eyes in rugby league?
Quite possibly.
I was watching from the other side of Tasman and dead set.
Don't
he scared me.
Adam, might turn to stone.
Not the footy show. Show!
Saturday night, another game that was pretty impressive. Newcastle beat the Roosters 34-18, and it was just a case of Uwate, Uwate, Uwate.
Oh, we love Uwate.
How good was that try he scored at half, just on halftime?
Oh my gosh, the human bulldozer is back.
The only downside of that is there's a still shot on my website of about seven Newcastle players offside when Patterson kicks the ball, but we don't want to talk about that because the NRL doesn't have the stones, I guess, to crack down on that kind of thing anymore, do they?
No, they do not.
Having said that, fantastic try. Well done. Interesting one I wanted to bring up just before we move on to the next game. I saw a comparison on the Chook Pen Forum, which is the Sydney Roosters' unofficial forum. Someone was comparing Mitch Orbison to Steve Menzies.
Ooh.
I reckon that's a pretty good comparison. The young fella, he's got a pretty good defence. He knows how to hit a line. He's not necessarily going to be as good as Menzies maybe down the track, but very similar style players, I think.
Does he have the headgear?
Not the footy show. Show!
Melbourne beat my boys, the Canberra Raiders, 17-6. Did it easy. Canberra just aren't going to beat good sides, I don't think.
Not the most impressive of scorelines, though, for the Storm. 17-6.
Yeah, but, mate, they didn't get out of second gear, and they still were too good. Inglis, Cronk and Slater, all outstanding.
Well, Inglis has really stepped it up, and this is what's worrying me. He looked so lethargic and sloppy in the early season. Origin's coming, and the man has worked up a head of steam. I am very afraid for our boys.
Not the footy show. Show!
SCG Sunday, the Bunnies smashed the Tigers by about 7,000 points.
Oh.
Everything that could go right went right for the Bunnies, didn't it?
Yes.
And everything that could go wrong went wrong for the Tigers. The question is, where's that Tigers defence we saw against Canterbury a few weeks ago?
Who was their 5-8 on the weekend? I don't even remember seeing him once.
What's his name? Starts with B.
That guy?
beer. Nah, it's got a. It's, you have to say it with a New Zealand accent.
Brew. Yeah, brew.
Bingy Martian brew.
Beached is.
Oh, gee, we butchered that accent.
Beached is.
One thing I did bring out from that game, John Sutton's first run, he just cut the Tigers to shreds.
Oh, he played sensational weekend.
And yet he was not good enough for the City team. Fair figure.
Tough. He had a pretty slow start of the season, to be fair. He's coming into some form now. We'll see what he can do.
Not the footy show. Show!
Penrith beat Cronulla 34-14. Pretty one-sided contest here. Two players stood out. Lachlan Coote was everywhere that game, and Michael Jennings proved yet again he is all class in attack.
Oh, Jennings has done. He's been pretty hard done by to miss out, I reckon.
Yeah.
Oh, explosive in attack.
I know. They just don't like it. They don't like his defence, mate. Remember, he's not a big enough body. That's the key word.
Really? I reckon if you stood him next to Cooper, he might have the goods.
Speaking of bigger bodies, did you see Luke Walsh's attempted fight with Blake Ferguson?
I can't say I did.
He got up and started swinging. The problem was his reach is about the equivalent to Ferguson's elbows.
T-Rex arms.
It was hilarious, man. You've got to check it out on YouTube if you can, or on NRL.com.
Not the footy show. Show!
And the other game, Manly were done by the Eels.
Oh, devastating.
If you listen to the podcast, I predicted this. A couple of highlights in that game.
Well, what class they're listening to on the radio.
The best two moments, I think, was watching Steve Maddie finally get a holiday for his tackling style.
Oh, twice. I've seen the replays. They are shocking.
He's facing 4 weeks for that. And how good was Jared Haynes' 50-metre field goal attempt?
Mate, special. He can kick him.
It's kind of really disappointing. It's almost the second best 50-metre field goal miss of all time. There was one that I think Craig Polamana had against Parramatta in 1998, which goes very, very close.
Not the footy show. Show!
So that wraps up round 10 moments. Tipping records, Nick. You got 5 from 8 in round 10.
So it looked like 6, though. Bloody Manly.
You're 44 from 76 at 58%. I got 6 from 8. I'm consistently okay this year. I'm 52 from 76 at 68%. And guess where Not the Footy Show's league is, mate?
Ooh, we'll be somewhere up around the number one mark.
We're still number one, even though Tommy McCosker is doing his best.
We're still number one.
To drag us down.
And having fun.
Not the Footy Show. Show!
In the round 11 preview, Nick, on Friday night, the Knights played the Tigers, one team that was really impressive last week versus another that was absolutely deplorable.
Oh, it is so hard, the Tigers. Are they Tigers or are they Pussycats? I don't know, it changes every single week.
Mate, Pussycats would have been better than the Tigers were on Sunday.
Oh, I cannot keep up.
Who are you going for?
In this one, I'm going to have to take the Knights, purely because their run of form has just been so tremendous. I don't think the Tigers can make a tackle, to tell you the truth, and Uwade, he's got to be the fantasy captain this week. He's going to score another hattie.
Okay, so
I think it's going to be closer than that, though. I do think it's going to be closer. I think the Knights will win, but it'll be only by about 6. I think the Tigers have to step up after last week. They can only get better.
Yeah, I'm actually going against you here. I think the Tigers will beat the Knights. There's no Kirk Gidley. The only player that the Tigers really will miss is Liam Fulton. Blake Ashford's late as well, but they've got Farrah, they've got Marshall. They've got Tahiri still.
Back this week after his
non-appearance last week,
is he?
I'm taking Tigers by 10. I think they might actually run over this a bit in the end. I'm pretty confident picking the Tigers.
Be cool.
Not the footy show. Show!
Eels Sharks down at Parramatta on Saturday. This one, I know the Eels have like 7,000 players out.
No, they don't actually. Eels have only got one player out, mate.
Oh, there you go. But see, Jared Haynes is worth about 7,000 players.
Okay, that's fair enough.
So, you know. The Sharks, Eric Grace is coming back, though, if I'm not mistaken.
He's been included on the wing.
The big man. Hot and cold, but I think he's probably going to come back. Haynes out, he'll step up. The Sharks have just, they've just been rubbish. You can't tip them. I'm going to have to take the Eels, and I'm going to have to take them pretty convincingly. I've got them by 10.
Yeah, I've got Eels by 4. I think the Cronulla Sharks, I mean, they're the same team as last week. They had a new guy, Nathan Gardner, in at fullback. He looked all right. I just think their attacking structure is terrible. I agree with Gus Gould. Although he came out and during that game was saying how bad Cronulla's attack is, and then he was saying that Trent Barrett should be halfback for New South Wales, so doesn't really make a lot of sense.
I'm looking at the table now. The Sharks have scored a whopping 113 points in the whole season.
Mate, that's pretty impressive.
You're onto something there.
They've got Paul Gallen playing for them, though. So interesting thing today on Twitter, the Sharks Twitter account was asking that fans write in their messages of support Paul Gallen for missing out in State of Origin selection.
Poor baby.
Oh, cry me a river. I mean, how many other players have been hard done by, and yet here they are going, because he's our best player and the only one that wants actually to get out of the club, they're saying, oh, everybody tell him he's really good. He's really, really good.
Somebody call the ambulance.
It's pretty pathetic.
Get him some French cries.
Not the footy show. Show!
Then Sunday, I'll be here at Wynn Stadium for the Dragons and the Raiders. You're still iffy whether you're going to join me. But
be touch and go.
I'm telling you, I reckon the Raiders will win this, mate. I've got them by two. There's heaps of players out for the Dragons because of Origin commitments. I'm pretty confident. Canberra, on the road, Wynn Stadium, we're your bogey team. We're going to get it.
Yeah, well, I remember making the trek down there in the last few years and being massively disappointed as the Raiders basically dusted up the Dragons, who may as well not have even been there, as I recall last year.
Well, half of them won't be there this week, so...
And half of them won't actually be there this week.
Yep.
I still think the Dragons are going to be too big, too strong. They just look like such a well-oiled machine, and the blokes that come in, they just seem to slot in and do a job for us. I know we'll be without our massive, massive try-scoring weapons, but Jamie Soward, he has to come good, doesn't he?
I mean, that's it. Well, maybe. They've got rookie Kyle Stanley at fullback, but they've still got a bit of his spine. Soward's there, Hornby's there, Pritis is there. A lot of pressure on Dan Hunt to step up with the rest of the forwards out. Look, I just think Canberra can't afford to let this game slip, and I don't think they will. They got John Monaghan back last week. Unfortunately, we've still got Josh McCrone at halfback, but I'll stop complaining about that after we beat the Dragons at Wynn Stadium.
By how many was?
I've got the Raiders by two. What have you got the Dragons by?
I've got the Dragons by six.
Not the footy show. Show!
All right, the Warriors hosting the Rabbitohs at Mount Smart on Sunday, the 23rd of May.
Oh, you know which state it is. That's impressive.
Ooh, this is going to be a close one.
What do you like? Rabbitohs, very impressive against the Tigers, and the Warriors were pretty good against the Cowboys.
North Queensland, yeah. I like the Rabbitohs in this one, actually. I've got to take the Rabbits.
So the Rabbitohs, even without Dave Taylor and Roy Asitasi, you're pretty confident?
I wouldn't say I'm pretty confident, but splitting hairs, and the hair has split. The hair has split towards the rabbit.
Oh, the hair.
Yeah, see what he did?
Oh, you pulled a rabbit out of your hat then.
Oh, best work.
So I've got the Warriors by 10, I think, at home. Brett Seymour at halfback. Mannering apparently will play this weekend. Vartubai is out, which is all good news for my fantasy team, because if actually by not playing this weekend, he would score more points than he did for me last weekend when he actually
you
played.
You got to love that, don't you?
What do you got the Rabbitohs by, mate?
Oh, it's going to be a tight one. I think John Sutton's going to continue on. Isaac Luke, there's a couple of boys in absolute form. Nathan Merritt. I think they're going to just scrape through, because the Warriors, they were very good last week. I've got the Rabbitohs by four.
Not the footy show. Show!
On Monday Night Football, the Panthers play the Bulldogs. A lot of very key players out for both sides. Lewis, Sivanasiva, and Waterhouse out for the Panthers, while Ennis, Kamali, Idris are gone for the Bulldogs.
They just play the reserve grade against each other. How about that?
Well, it's good to see that all these changes mean that Benny Barber might get a start finally at halfback for the Bulldogs.
Oh, finally. Great player. How is he even missing out?
I don't really know. It's a question a lot of Bulldogs fans are asking Kevin Moore. The Panthers get Frank Pritchard back, which is big for them. Dean Halitau has moved to hooker, and there's a bit of a rumour that Ben Hannett might actually play that because it's a Monday night game.
Oh, well, does he like the Monday night games, does he?
Yeah, well, it's just more time to recover from an injury, mate.
There you go.
Who do you like?
Well, it's going to be very touch and go. I really don't know in this one, but I'm going to have to take the Panthers, purely the home ground advantage.
Okay, what do you got the Panthers by?
Oh, it's going to be by two.
Two? I've got the Bulldogs by 12. By 12, sir.
Oh, he says. Oh, Josh Morris, two tries there. Did you?
Mate, seven. I'll go conservative. Look, the Bulldogs, I mean, unless they lose Josh Morris to Origin duty, the Bulldogs, they've been playing all right football. They were okay against the Dragons. I actually think having Barber at halfback, we might see a bit of razzle-dazzle football from the Doggies. Luke Patton's in great form at the moment. They've still got that left edge of Morris and Goodwin and Ryan still intact.
True.
I just think combination-wise, that they'll go all right. They've got nothing on their bench, pretty much, apart from Payer and Gordon. They've got a bunch of rookies otherwise. I'm still taking the Dogs. They win by 12 to round out round number 11.
Ooh! Not the footy show. Show!
Special fried rice. Who is looking good on the menu this week? You know what? I'm taking my Dragons this week.
You're taking your Dragons? Oh.
No, not having much.
Oh, you're not taking... Oh, man.
Dragons this week. It's going to be pretty tight there. Panthers, Dogs, pretty tight as well. Rabbitohs, Warriors. Oh, I'm going to take the Eels. That's the only
team
that I have any faith in tipping.
D-O-G.
Taking the Eels.
Well, that's who I would have picked.
Yes, love it.
Gee, that leaves me with a quandary. Quandary?
Quandary.
Look, I'm going to back the Tigers in, mate. I think they're going to beat the Knights. That'll be my special fried rice for round number 11.
Don't you love that? There's going to be some rice eating this week.
We're 6-6 season series. You got Melbourne last week. I got the Panthers.
Wee.
Not the footy show. Show!
three big talking points on episode number 21. Number one, Aidan Tolman has left the Melbourne Storm. He is signed with the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs for the next three seasons.
Oh, that stings. Could it be a salary cap issue? I think so.
Well, basically, Ben Hannett means he is signed and sealed to the Broncos. The question I've got for you as a talking point, who's the next big name to leave the Storm? Will it be someone like Kronk, Inglis, Slater or Smith? Or
certainly hope so.
Are they going to let go of a whole bunch of those fringe players, guys like Lima, Quinn, Finch, White, Lowry, Sikamanu maybe?
Surely there's going to be some big cash thrown at one of their big boys. I think one of the top four or five blokes is going to go.
I'm against you on this. I think Melbourne retain all four of their superstars.
They'll take a pay cut, you reckon? I reckon
they'll stay on their salaries. They're going to get rid of Jeff Lima, Anthony Quinn, Todd Lowry, and I think they'll probably hold on to Brett White now that Tolman's left. Finch might play for Pittons again. He loves playing down there under Bellamy.
Sure does.
And the sort of fringe superstar kind of guys on their roster, a guy like Sikamanu, who has a lot of potential, I think he'll end up having to be shed. So I think you'll see Lima, Quinn, Lowry and Manu all disappear from that Melbourne roster.
Ooh. All for the price of one Slater.
Not the footy show. Show.
Talking point number two, over in the US, Major League Soccer, or should we call it Major League Football? I don't know. The Seattle Sounders owner, Adrian Hanauer, something like that. He's an owner of a Major League Soccer team over there in the States. He called his team's 4-0 loss to the LA Galaxy embarrassing, humiliating, and the fans don't deserve that. What do you think the next part of this story is, Nick?
Could he have likened them to the Melbourne Storm?
You're way
over in America.
Mate, they had a crowd record at home of 36,000 people.
Bang.
And because they lost 4-0, what do you think he did?
He's going to pay back all the ticket payers.
Correct.
That is sensational.
He has offered credit on all the season ticket holders for next season. So they'll get a game free next year off their season ticket.
Who's paying for that? It's got to come out of the boys' pay packets, doesn't it?
No, this guy is absolutely loaded. He's in software or something.
The players pay.
So, A is a good idea, and B, do you think the Tigers should be paying back all their season ticket holders after Sunday's performance?
They certainly should. They were terrible. They didn't even turn up, really. I mean, they were turned off.
Well, it would never happen, obviously, here in Australia because the pockets aren't that deep for the different ownership groups. But I just thought it was a nice little story and something to consider in the future.
Not bad. Well played, sir.
Not the footy show. Show!
Talking point number three. Question for you and I, Nick, obviously, because we're the only guys actually doing the podcast.
Yes, we are.
Which games that your club plays do you look forward to most?
Oh, man, you got to watch us play Melbourne. That is an absolute gangbuster of a game every single time.
Give me two more.
Two more
games you look forward to.
You know, I love absolutely bending over the Bulldogs. I must say, I don't know what it is. And another massive derby at the moment. I think we've developed it. I don't know what it is. Manly.
Yeah?
Every time the Dragons play Manly, great game.
Indeed. You ask me the question about my team, or is it just going to be all about you?
No one cares about the Raiders.
Since you've asked, the Raiders, I probably enjoy watching them play Brisbane the most. It sort of stems from the 1990s when we never got a chance to see those two teams in a grand final. I always had that sort of romanticised idea that they were the best two teams of the 90s, and it would have been great. Would have been great to see them play a grand final. And then, to be honest, the other games that I really look forward to are all ex-grand finals. Tigers, 1989, Panthers, 1991, Manly, 1987, and the Bulldogs in 1994. Every time we play those teams that we played in grand finals, they're the games I get up for.
Got to love it.
Not the footy show.
NRL tweet player of the year after 10 rounds. Presto Campbell, the guy you couldn't remember whose name was last week, still leads on 26 points.
Where did you come from, Preston?
We now have a three-way tie for second.
Ooh, intriguing.
Benji Marshall, Darius Boyd and Isaac Luke on 24 points.
Nice.
Then we've got a bit of a bolter because he picked up 8 points on Monday night. Jared Hayne has moved into fifth position on 23 points. He's followed by Todd.
8 points, did he?
Yes, by Todd Carney and Nate Miles on 21, while Kieran Foran and Ben Hornby, the people's champion, on 20 points.
Go on, Benny, go on.
We actually had a whole bunch of games this week where one player scooped up 8 points, which is 2-4 votes.
There you go.
Jared Hayne picked up 8. Lachlan Coop picked up 8. Achille Oate picked up 8.
Surely.
Craig Inglis picked up 8. Ben Hornby picked up 8. Ben Teo got 6. Kirk Gidley got 4, Luke got 4, Michael Jennings got 4, and Nathan Hindmarsh the most unluckiest man when it comes to State of Origin, got 4 points as well.
Oh, he is that unlucky, isn't he? Oh. So, of course, for captain, oh, you got to be in the team to be captain as far as I know.
Mate, he'll be doing well in the NRL Tweet Player of the Year, and really, I mean, what more recognition could you want than that?
That's pretty special.
Not the footy show. Show!
On a Twitter time, this is where the NRL Tweet followers get in the program. A couple of interesting ones, obviously all about Origin, people saying that Jamie Lyon picked out of position, and why is Jared Hayne not playing fullback, etc., etc. People calling that Nathan Highmarsh should be playing. But the question I put out earlier this week was basically relating to the top five versus the top eight. And a lot of the responses were very interesting. Some people said top five is the fairest way you get the best teams over the course of the season playing finals football. But other people reckon that the Parramatta example of last year was better for the game.
Oh, it is beautiful to watch, isn't it?
For about 4 weeks, it's great. But yeah, I must admit, I'm a top five exponent myself. I actually think, you know, it's just the best teams have to perform over the entire length of the season to make it. And usually you'll see a top three side win the premiership.
That is very true, sir. Very, very true. Well, just because of that number, the Eels, the eight factor, can they make it all the way to the number one? I know it doesn't happen very often, but when it does happen, it is pretty special to watch, and they definitely earned it last year.
Not the footy show. Show!
Here we are with the fantasy for this week. I went off like a frog in a sock last week, didn't I, Woz? You loved it.
Yeah.
667
points, very impressive. I got 539, and my captain got minus six.
Handicapped.
I think I'm handicapped pretty much the entire year, aren't I, with my picks?
Handicapped.
Yeah, you're hilarious. Manu Vardavai was my selection as skipper. Who'd you pick?
Who did I pick? You know what? I went with Brett Morris again, and he did absolutely nothing for me. Although he didn't get -4, so I guess...
It's actually been a bit of a trend for me this year. Every time I picked a captain, he's stuffed up. Maybe except for Todd Carney last week.
Captain's curse. Love it.
Look... I'm on 5,162 points. You're on 5,334 points. You are absolutely pillaging me. Oof. And you're about 4,000 positions ahead of me as well. In the Not the Footy Show League, which is now 28 teams, Nick. 28 teams fighting it out for the coveted Not the Footy Show trophy. Sean Baxter's Newcastle Knights at the top with 5,659 points. But the mighty Aardvarks. The Mighty Aardvarks with Mitch Poole. Don't know who the guy is, but they got 735 points last week.
Huge.
Which is extremely impressive. And our mate, Phil Dines.
Oh, Paulie. Every time I think I'm going to peg it back on him, he just blows
he
me.
He just carves us up.
Oh, it's huge.
He's the guy that every week says to me, oh man, my team sucks. I'm not going to bother anymore. It's too much hassle.
Paulie, you can stick it, mate.
I know.
You're destroying us.
He's carving us up. So this week, Nick, the question is it time to blow it up?
I'm looking at my team right now, and I will count for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 players are out this week. So I can only change six of them. That would leave me with how many? Not enough.
You're the teacher, mate.
Blow them up.
Blow it up! I realised last week that I needed to use my wild card this week, but the one thing I didn't consider is that by blowing my team up this week with the wild card, I'm not going to have any Roosters. No Broncos, no Titans, no Storm, no Manly, and no Cowboys players in my team.
Guess who's playing the next bye round?
Yeah, but the point is, we're stuffed. I really should look forward to this about 7 or 8 weeks ago with a real fine-tooth comb and figure out who I actually needed to keep him aside.
Who could be bothered, though, honestly?
Yeah, especially given how bad my team's gone. Look, I'm just going to blow it up and hope for the best. I'm going to pick all the guys who didn't make Origin. And I reckon I'm going to catch people by about round 25.
You know what, though? The advantage is, if people don't blow their teams up this week, they're going to have players out. Because look at all the players that are missing out. I'm looking at my team here, and it is an absolute special of a team. And 12 of the blokes aren't playing. You've got to pick somebody else.
I realise that. I guess the one consolation we've got, Nick, is that the Fox Sports prizes absolutely stink.
Yeah, they do.
So it doesn't matter whether we do well or not at the end of the season. It's really about betting your mates, and that's what the Not the Footy Show League's all about. But I'm coming 16th, you're in 11th, and we're being smashed.
We are absolutely being shellacked.
So who are you taking for captain this week? Akili Iwate, I hear?
Oh, Iwate has to be up there, definitely, I think.
I think I'm going to blow my team up. I'm going to bring Benji Marshall in, and Benji Marshall is going to score, 85 points before captaincy. He's going to score 170 points. next week for my team, Prodigious.
You love it. What about the old Jennings? Do you reckon he'd get him for a couple? Well, perhaps, I reckon he might.
Do you remember last week what I managed to add at the end of the preview of the Panthers game?
I think he did say that Jennings is going to score a hat-trick. Did he put him in his team?
Actually, no. I advised everybody to drop him out of their sides because he wasn't guaranteed of playing. The only consolation I get, yes, when it comes to fantasy for me is that my tipping is unbelievable this year.
Yeah, it is.
If you look at any of the top of the leaderboards at a lot of the websites, you can see W. Nicholson sitting at the top, which only means one thing, Nick, and what's that?
That I'm not at the top?
No, the only way is down for me, you know, I'm going to choke.
Oh, pull the dragons, wins the minor premiership, knocked out.
Not the footy show, choke!
Now we'll throw to part two of a fly on the wall during the Anzac test. Four blokes in a lounge room watching that game. Here's the action.
Hey, try and make a tackle, brother. Surely he's going to be fullback.
No, he's going to be fullback. I love him.
Come
he's the captain.
No, I think he wants to be right now.
And Hayne will be here like,
hey, Hayne will be
one wing. Yeah. Hayne will be on one wing and Brett
Jamie! Distributor!
Josh Miller, I've never seen.
I don't think I've ever seen. He's so. How can
they call that? That's a white
jacket. He's so.
He's just a barrel. He just never passed.
He's the king. He's the king of the old Mahomet line. Lime and black pepper. There he goes.
That's Not the Footy Show, episode number 21, round 11 preview. Nick has had a great time on the phone with me, haven't you, Nick?
Always, always special.
Obviously, you can check out wnicholson.blogspot.com for all your tips and news and notes, etc., NRL tweet and the podcast.
Oh, we are loving the podcast. It sounds brilliant.
Well, it doesn't sound great because, I mean, your voice is... Yes, you're not in the bath anymore. Obviously, get on the podcast. It's on iTunes. You can link on wnicholson.blogspot.com. People are enjoying it. I'm not sure why, but, you know, we enjoy putting it together.
You know what? It's the mild entertainment and the mediocrity that gets to them.
I mean, disappointment costs no more, so what more could you want?
I don't know.
And considering what you pay for this podcast, I think you're getting your money's worth. What do you reckon?
Oh, sensational. Top dollar.
Not the Footy Show. Show!
So that's it, Nick. Thanks for joining me. Once again, we've had a blast, haven't we?
We have had an absolute blast, biggest hit since the Beatles.
Nick, it's been a pleasure.
It has been, sir.
And we will see you next week on Not the Footy Show.
See you, Mum.
Not the... No, we're not the...
Not the Footy Show.
Show?
Time for another plug on the Not The Footy Show podcast. The Triple M Monday night verdict as the team from Monday Night Football, Dan Ganane, Peter Sterling and Andrew Johns. I listened tonight from their episode on Monday. Absolute cracker. Those boys, you know, they know what they're talking about, and obviously the legends of the game. Well, Dan isn't. Check it out. That's the Triple M Monday Night Football podcast. The Verdict on iTunes. Cheers. Not The Footy Show.